There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday.
I feel good.
You feel good?
I feel good,
You
yeah.
look good. You're operating, full disclosure, you've mentioned it a couple times, you're operating on very little sleep
I ended up getting onto the couch last night here up at the studio at about 1:30 a.m.
Slept up here. That's hardcore. You're swarmy as hell right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I might be in the radio circle of swarm.
For sure.
I'm hovering on the brink of doing that thing my voice does once a year, so yeah. I'm going to... Listen, I used to be like, listen, I don't want to take antibiotics unless I need to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I can't mess around with that anymore.
No.
I just got to... If I get the sinus infection, it knocks me out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
Well, and we got some big games coming
yeah.
up, man.
Yeah.
So, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Buffalo.
Yeah. So, look, I told my Uber driver last night, like, listen, man, we don't have time to mess around. I know I punched in the wrong address, and you just took me to NRG Stadium.
no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes. Yes. 100%. I could have been in bed at 1:15, but I just, it auto-suggested. I'm like, yeah. Whatever, and I just wasn't even
That's
thinking
a lot
it.
Of trust in technology right there, that they know exactly where you want to go.
You know how stupid I was last night?
How
so
stupid.
I'm kind of nodding off in the Uber on the way home, and, you know, I'm like, I told him, I was like, listen, I'm going to fall asleep, but, it's, you know, you go to Greenway Plaza, you're just going to take 59 yeah. the whole way. I wake up, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, is this dude trying to screw me? I'm not going to the... So I looked at my phone to see if he was taking a different route, and I'm like, oh, I punched in the wrong address.
Right.
And I told him, I was like, hey, I got to change the address. Sorry. And I realized, like, oh, I don't know why I thought I was going to. The reason I woke up and thought I was going to the wrong place, I looked up and I saw Minute Maid Park next to me, mm-hmm. which is the exact way I would be going to 24 Greenway.
Yep.
So I don't know. I dumbed my way into a full circle of dumb
yeah.
to where I corrected my mistake
yeah.
by errantly thinking I was on the wrong road, even though that's the exact road I would have been if I was going to Greenway Plaza.
Man.
He's a nice guy. Ethiopian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
After I woke up and had jostled up, we talked a little bit about some of the strife
Look
in Ethiopia over the last
few years. You were just chit-chatting with everybody yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you kick him out, too, like you did the guy in your emergency room?
God, you talk to an Ethiopian dude for 10 minutes about his upbringing and everything. And
yeah.
You'll soon stop whining and complaining about your I didn't have good Wi-Fi on
right.
the flight.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, let's get to 5 reasons I hate you. Minneapolis, Minnesota edition. Enough reasons to hate the Vikings. We're going to give you at least 5 of them right here. Let's start with number 5. We count them down. The Texans have never beaten the Vikings.
What the hell?
Just purely on football reasons alone, this is why we hate them. One of 2 teams the Texans have never beaten. You know the other one is?
Who?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles.
Never beaten the Eagles.
They've never beaten the Eagles. Oh, I was part of one of those losses, too.
You're part of one of these losses.
Did I lose?
2004, overtime. Dante Culpepper lit your ass up for 390 yards.
I have no memory of that.
5 touchdown passes.
Really?
Yes, 2 to Randy Moss.
I have zero recollection of that. Was
overtime.
It in Minnesota?
No, it was here.
Oh, okay.
It was here, and both quarterbacks threw for like 370. David Carr threw for like 370.
Good for David.
Probably felt like a fever dream. That's why you can't remember it.
Oh, no, I remember that game. Okay,
You guys fell way behind, and you took it to overtime.
Yep. I remember that one. Okay.
And it would start a history of losing to these
a-holes. Yeah, this was the one when I was in the pizza shop in Oregon the other day, and this Vikings fan was talking about this upcoming Texans game. That's where I was just kind of like, no, I don't have the time for this. But he's talking about how the Vikings own the Texans. And I'm like, all right. How many times have they played?
Right. They're 5-0 against us.
Right, but it's over the course of 20 years, and they face each other sparingly.
Right,
and
well, we gotta stop this.
Yeah.
We gotta beat them. That's reason number 5. Reason number 4, these people who are going to be screaming skull and wearing their silly Viking get-ups and whatnot.
Oh, this skull thing that became a thing just, I think, after Vikings on A&E became a thing.
Yeah. That's reason enough, but they came after me this summer.
They did?
Remember
that's right. Yeah, with the Twins.
At the Twins, all I did was tell the truth about all these jerks cheering Altuve getting hit, possibly in the face. Yeah. And I put up a video where I told the truth. I cursed a lot in this video. And boy, did they come after me about what a jerk I was.
Oh, yeah.
What a big loser town Houston is.
Right.
How the Twins are better than the Astros.
Yeah.
And how we're going to kill you in week three of the regular season.
The city that killed Prince is telling Sean that he's part of the problem.
Right, right. You know? Thank you.
You killed Prince.
They came after me.
And
they tried to kill me.
Sean Pendergast the problem. Oh, yeah, a lot of witty stuff, too. Like, oh, yeah, no, you know, you're all bald. Did
yeah,
you know?
Uncle Fister.
Did you know you're bald?
Yeah, yeah. So that's reason number four. These jerks came after me. And I know everybody loves me, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah. So
hard not to love.
Yeah. all right, number three. Five reasons I hate you. We've never beaten them. They came after me last year at a Twins game. Number three, Sam Darnold's fat bleeping face.
Oh, yeah, I like
this hate
one.
His face so much.
I know you do.
He is the genesis of my look at the quarterback's face before you decide to bet on
and
him.
And it's not like, Sean's not calling him ugly or something. It's just that some people have a punchable face.
Yes.
And Sam Darnold's got a punchable face.
And the beard isn't helping. It's making it worse.
Yeah. He's trying to, they try to go native up there. They're like, oh, I'm going to wear flannels and have a big beard and eat poutine.
Stop trying so hard. Yeah,
stop trying so hard.
Yeah. Blank
go
stare.
Ice fishing with the locals.
Dude, oh, if Sam Darnold were my quarterback, I'd quit football.
This is the thing that I'm telling everybody to be on alert for this weekend.
Hmm.
Sam Darnold faced a 49ers defense last week that I think had all the hallmark signs of a defense with a new coordinator where guys just weren't quite on the same page and they were a little bit off. They made some errors in coverage and it led to there being some wide open receivers. Sam Darnold's receivers got lucky on a couple of potential murder balls where Sam Darnold very much led them into a potential lacerated kidney.
Yeah.
I think the way that the Swarm Texans were playing last week, I think there might be some bruised internal organs on the Vikings.
He and his receivers are getting swarmed this weekend.
Yeah, I think I do feel good about Sam Darnold coming back down to earth a little bit. Where let's remember, too, right now, 20% of his passing yardage on the season is from one Justin Jefferson
pass. I love that number.
So that's 20% of his pass. And, Sam Darnold, look at him. He's got four touchdowns and two interceptions. It's not like he's lighting the league
on
fire
or something.
He's
better than old Sam Darnold.
Right.
That's what he's getting acknowledged for.
But he's shown glimpses and glimmers of the old Sam Darnold.
Yes.
So I would love for the Texans to go ahead and punch him in his stupid face.
His stupid, fat, bleeping face. He's not fat, but his face is fat. Number two.
You disrespect the game
with
that face
of
yours.
Put the hat back on. Yeah. Good job. Number two. Five reasons I hate you. You know who's on this team?
Who is it?
There are former Texans on this team. Jonathan Greenard, Blake Cashman. I like both of them. They are not reasons to hate Minnesota. They were part of Swarm Chapter 1 last year. Kamu Grugier-Hill, the antithesis of Swarm, is Kamu Grugier-Hill is on this team. He's on Minnesota. He's the opposite of Swarm, literally, because when a play would get run against the Texans in 2021, the David Culley year, I know that he had a few TFLs that showed up on film. The other 85% of the plays he was involved in, he is running completely. He is swarming a beer vendor.
I would say
he's running the opposite direction.
On Monday mornings, Sean would get angry texts from me at 4 a.m. of me. It was always just a video of Kamu Grugier-Hill running the exact opposite direction of 10 other people. And still desperately getting in pass coverage. I'm going to get to my spot. Well, the running back was 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Oh.
Yeah. And it would drive me. It wasn't a Kamu Grugier-Hill thing. It was the way people were acting oh, this is a boy. Boy,
what a find.
He's disrespected. He's not. Boy, people need to talk about Kamu Grugier-Hill. Well, no.
Then there was the whole episode in, I think it was the Seattle game that season, where he goes down with the injury. And everybody's around him, down to a knee. They bring the cart out. Easterby comes over and puts hands on him as he goes into the tunnel.
You would have thought it was Dennis Byrd.
That dude's limited at practice on Wednesday that week. Like, he's back practicing on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was one of the more deplorable moments, embarrassing moments in Texans football history.
Yes!
You guys are barely a football team.
Right.
You're barely a football team.
We realize 80% of you listening weren't watching the team that year, but just trust us
on
this one.
Just the melodrama around that. It was as bad as Chris Collins.
That's a good one, right? That's a good reason to hate Minnesota.
Yeah,
Kamu Grugier-Hill. All right.
It's a reminder of just the most laughable, one of the more laughable moments in Texans history.
Yes, it was embarrassing.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Number one reason to hate the Minnesota Vikings: their quarterback's coach is one-time would-be nearly Texans head coach, Josh McCown.
Wait, where am I? Who is this guy?
You're the quarterback's coach for the Minnesota Vikings, and we can't believe it either. It's he was hired in Carolina last year to be the QB whisperer for Bryce Young.
How'd that work out?
He's benched now, two games into his second
whispering
year.
Whispering to him about porn and pancakes is what he was doing.
That's right. Josh McCown is the quarterback. And you know what? Josh McCown, here's the thing. He's probably a really nice guy. But it's what he represents to Texan fans. The near getting pushed off of the plank into football, into the football abyss.
He was a super duper guy. And again, that was part of the problem. You know who else was a super duper guy? David Culley.
It was
that whole what the hell are we even doing here era of football, where somehow this guy that had never even been a full-time football coach before, which in football more so than any other sport, you got to have at least 1 year where you show, where you test for yourself, all right, is this the life that I want to be about? Like, do I want to work 18-hour days and all of the things that go into being a football coach? It's not the same as the NBA or Major League Baseball, where you're basically living the same exact life you were as a player.
Right.
Maybe with one extra meeting here or there or something. Football, it's different. And he was there right on the brink of being the Texans head coach.
Yes. That's a pretty good five right there. I got to say, I didn't have to dip into the weird laws of Minnesota or they kill Prince, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, it was all mostly football related.
It was, other than them coming after me. So maybe I'm a little selfish in all this, but I'm still feeling that. Boy, I am rooting. I swear.
Yeah.
Ben DuBose tweeted at me yesterday replying. He copied me on a reply to a tweet about of the AL wildcard standings now and how the Twins are now tied for the last wild card with the Tigers. They're gonna probably get left out of the playoffs. I've got the receipts ready to go, man.
Oh, yeah.
From that video, when I posted that video and people were replying about what garbage the Astros are and how the Twins are amazing. Oh.
For you, you would rather, you wouldn't even want the Astros to sweep the Twins in a series. You just don't want them to even make the series.
Out of the postseason. Because the Astros are just, this is the year the Astros trash ass wasn't making it to the playoffs.
There's a lot of receipts being put out there on social media right now of people that were delighting in the Astros' demise around about May.
If we know, this show can be petty as hell, and boy, am I going to be so petty.
We're not afraid of pettiness.
No,
we embrace it. It's part of the human condition.
It's part of
show. What am I not going to embrace being human?
That's right.
Yeah. I told my my Ethiopian Uber driver last night, as he was, it's because I was asking about, I've always had, there's a long-going ethnic conflict there and everything. You know, I was trying to tiptoe around that, and I was like, well, yeah, but let me tell you about being a Texans fan, or the first 3 weeks of this Astros season.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you've seen hardship.
Let me tell you about the David Culley year.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you know hardship.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, good. I'm glad you set him straight. That's good.
He felt better about his life.
Yeah. I hope he's your Uber driver today and you have that hat on.
No, he's a really cool guy. I liked him a lot.
I'm sure.
He was the average per capita income in Ethiopia right now. He didn't tell me this. I was looking it up afterwards.
Yeah.
This is another reason I didn't get to bed until 1:30. I had to do my research.
Of course, on Ethiopia.
$1,050 per year, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to irresponsibly spend that over the next few days on something stupid.
I know what I mean?
I really need that iPad that I don't need.
Yeah, it's listen, no matter how much social media tries to convince you that we're living in the worst times that ever happened.
Yeah, it ain't so
in the
bad.
History of the world.
Yeah,
try to give you a little perspective.
It's still
on
pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good job by you. All right.
I solved Ethiopia just now.
Good job, Seth. Yeah. Good job. People still weighing in on the Circle of Swarm. We'll read your texts on that. Accountability is a big thing. We've had a lot of fun at the expense of this guy. I really appreciate what this guy did yesterday, and I'm going to tell you who it is coming up.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.